Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Thanks for being here on this Friday. All week we've been hearing from Derek Prince on the subject of waiting for God. And I have to tell you, I've been challenged. If you had said to me before I heard this series that waiting on God was a priority, an important thing, I mean, I would have known that it was mentioned in Scripture, but I wouldn't have known the power of it. I wouldn't have known how critical it is. I certainly wouldn't have known what we're going to hear today. Derek is actually going to tell us that one of the things that distinguishes the people of God is that we are a waiting people, a people who wait for the Son of God. I mean, that just would not have been in my list of descriptives of who we are as believers. Listen, if you've missed any of this, log on to the website, derekprince.org. This series, other series are there, information about Derek Prince Ministries, and you can also learn about how to partner with us for impact around the world. Well, let's listen now, because there's such important material that's coming. Take notes, get your Bible, get ready to absorb this as we learn how to be a people who wait for God.
Yesterday, I spoke about the time element in our lives. I pointed out that God invites us to walk with Him. Amos 3:3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? And the two whom Amos has in mind are God and man. Can God and man walk together except they be agreed? Another translation says, except they make an appointment. Whichever way you translate it, the essence is the same. There's a time element. If we're going to walk together with God, we've got to get into step with God. We've got to be in rhythm with God, in harmony with God. And that means we've got to learn to take our time from God. And always, sooner or later, that will involve waiting for God. Today, I'm going to close this series of talks by speaking about waiting as a distinctive mark of God's people on earth. I wonder if you've ever thought about that, that one of the things that distinguishes God's true people on earth is that they are a waiting people. This is very clearly stated by Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. He praises the Christians at Thessalonica, says you were an example to all the other believers and churches and people in the whole area. And he praises them for two things. Now I'll read this. I want you to notice the two things that he praises them for. The Lord's message rang out from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it, for they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath. Now, Paul praises these Christians. He says, you were models. You were an example. I didn't have to speak about you. Your own testimony and behavior had already made an impact on the whole area. But what he says was so praiseworthy amongst them was two things that they did. First of all, they'd been idol worshippers. They'd been pagans. They turned from their idols to do two things: to serve the living and true God and to wait for His Son from heaven. I wonder if you've noticed that. All of us can understand the concept of serving God as a mark of His people. But what about waiting for God? Waiting for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, from heaven. That's put side by side with serving. I think it's far easier for us as Christians to learn to serve than it is to learn to wait. But learning to wait is an essential part of our life's discipline. And I'd like to ask you again, which is harder, serving or waiting? I'm sure for most people, it's much easier to work hard than it is to wait. I want to point out to you that waiting has always been a mark of God's true people for more than 2,000 years. And waiting carries with it certain implications which are extremely important. I'll mention just four. It means that we are looking beyond our own narrow interests. We're not just wrapped up in ourselves. We are aware that there's something more important, which is outside ourselves, which we have to wait for. Second, it means that we are looking beyond what our own efforts can achieve. We can do so much, but the ultimate necessity is the intervention of God in the person of Jesus Christ. Let's never get the idea that we can do it all without Jesus. We need him, and if we need him, we're going to have to wait for him. Third, it means that we're looking for something from a higher plane. It means there is something higher than all that's going on the level of this earth. Most people on earth today don't see anything higher. They never lift their eyes higher than the earth plane. But God's people are a people who have lifted their eyes to a higher plane. Fourth, it means that we're looking for something from an age yet to come. It means that we have a hope and an expectation for the future, which is not true of most of the people on earth today. There's one thing that marks multitudes of people on earth today. It's an attitude of pessimism. What lies ahead? What is the good of having children, raising a family? All we're waiting for is destruction by nuclear warfare or some other thing. God's people are distinguished by the fact that they have a hope for the future.
You know, I have to review this list of implications that occur in our lives when we're waiting for God. It means that we're looking beyond our own narrow interests, number one. It means we're looking beyond our own efforts and what our efforts can achieve, number two. It means we're looking for something from a higher plane, from another place. And it means we have a hope and an expectation for the future. How powerful, how wonderful. We must learn to wait for God. Now listen, a little later in the program today, Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, is going to be joining me. And Scott Ross from CBN Studios in Virginia Beach, Virginia, will also be with us. And we're going to have a great discussion. Don't miss it as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
In the newly released book, Entering the Presence of God, Derek Prince reveals how genuine worship can bring you into a close, intimate encounter with God. Through its pages, you'll discover why God desires you to be in His presence and better understand the tangible blessings that flow from it. Now Derek's newest book, Entering the Presence of God, is available for only $12.95. To order, simply call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 1-888-737-0771. Derek Prince was uniquely equipped to bring you truths and insights to help you properly and effectively enter God's holy presence, to explore deeper dimensions in worship, and to find intimacy, strength, and peace. Take a moment to order a copy of Entering the Presence of God for you or someone you care about. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Glad that you're with me on this Friday. And you know, Derek has been teaching us this whole week about waiting for God. And I've really learned something today from him. He says that we are really identified as believers by the fact that we're waiting for God. And it struck me. You know, if I talked to a friend of mine and he said, what are you doing? He said, I'm waiting for my wife. I want to spend some time with her. Or I'm waiting for my children to get out of school so I can spend some time with them. You know, it would tell me what kind of man he is. Well, we as believers are revealed really by who we're waiting for. We're waiting for the Son of God. Now, coming up after Derek's teaching is going to be a great time of discussion with Scott Ross and Dick Leggett. But let's listen as Derek teaches us on waiting for God.
I think in this context of the Orthodox Jewish confession, which they have maintained for something like 900 years. I believe it was first given by the great rabbi Maimonides. This is how it is translated into English. I believe with perfect faith in the coming of the Messiah, and though he tarry, I will wait for him every day. You see, that's kept the Jewish people separate from all other peoples. It's marked them out. They're a waiting people. They're waiting for a Messiah.
I'm waiting for a Messiah too. I believe the exciting thing is we're waiting for the same Messiah. But I can say that statement with every bit as much conviction as any Orthodox Jew. I believe with perfect faith in the coming of the Messiah, and though he tarry, I will wait for him every day. You know, that puts backbone in a person. You know, that all the Jewish people have been through, they would never have been able to go through it if it hadn't been for this expectation of a Messiah. Compare what Paul says to New Testament Christians in Titus 2, 11 through 13. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see the same emphasis. We're a waiting people. We're awaiting for a blessed hope. We've got a future that distinguishes us from most of the unfortunate people on earth today. And waiting for that blessed hope causes us to lead a certain kind of life, a life that's self-controlled, upright, and godly. It's motivated by the fact we're waiting for Jesus to return. And then in Hebrews 9, 27 and 28, just as man is destined to die once and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people, and he will appear a second time not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. Notice Jesus is only coming to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. That's one essential requirement of God's people on earth at this time. Waiting for the return of Jesus will be our final test of waiting. Then everything will come to the God-appointed climax. I want to bring out something from the last three parables that Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 24 and 25. They all have certain things in common. One thing they have in common is that in each of these parables, there are people whom, when Jesus comes, he will reject because they've been unfaithful in the interval. The first parable is about the unfaithful servant who was put in charge of his master's household but abused his authority. And this is what it says about him in Matthew 24, verses 48 and 49. But suppose that wicked servant says to himself, my master is staying away a long time, and he then begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with drunkards. And then let's look at the next parable about the wise and the foolish virgins. The foolish virgins were the ones who were rejected. How did that come about? Notice Matthew 25, 5. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. And then there's this parable of the talents. And of course, there was the one servant who got one talent and did nothing with it and was rejected. And in Matthew 25, 19, it says, after a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. Have you noticed one phrase that occurs in every one of those parables? A long time. Some of those people didn't stand the test of waiting. It's a long time. Nothing's happened. It's not going to come the way God said it would. We might as well do something else. Those were the people that could not stand the test of waiting. That was the final test. It may well be the final test for you and me. Finally, let's note the transformation for those who wait in faith for the Lord's return. Philippians 3, 20 and 21. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Notice two things. We are eagerly awaiting a Savior from heaven. And concerning those who are so waiting, Paul says that when he comes, there will be a marvelous, supernatural, glorious transformation that will be manifested in our physical bodies. He will transform our lowly physical bodies so that they will become like his glorious body. There's the principle again. Waiting for God is consummated in a supernatural transformation.
You know, this teaching that we're hearing from Derek has implications for every area of our lives. Think about it. What are you waiting for? Are you waiting to be rich? Are you waiting to be famous? Are you waiting to be loved or recognized? Or are you waiting for God? Are you waiting for His love in your life? Are you waiting for what He's about to do? We really are defined by what and who we're waiting for. Coming up, Dick Leggett joins me here, as does Scott Ross from Virginia Beach, Virginia, as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
In the newly released book, Entering the Presence of God, Derek Prince reveals how genuine worship can bring you into a close, intimate encounter with God. Through its pages, you'll discover why God desires you to be in His presence and better understand the tangible blessings that flow from it. Now Derek's newest book, Entering the Presence of God, is available for only $12.95. To order, simply call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 1-888-737-0771. Derek Prince was uniquely equipped to bring you truths and insights to help you properly and effectively enter God's holy presence, to explore deeper dimensions in worship, and to find intimacy, strength, and peace. Take a moment to order a copy of Entering the Presence of God for you or someone you care about. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us here on this Friday. We've just concluded a wonderful series by Derek Prince called Waiting for God. And we're actually discussing that with some folks in the studio with us today. Dick Leggett, president of Derek Prince Ministries, is here. And Dick, you know, I love having you here.
Oh, man, it's always good to be with you, Stephen.
And joining us again by phone, as he did earlier in the week, is Scott Ross. You probably know him from the 700 Club, producer, correspondent, all around good egg, and a man who knew Derek Prince and has been a friend of Derek Prince Ministries for many years. Scott, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Stephen. And I'm making a note. Good egg.
I just can't introduce you in the sort of normal way, so I had to come up with something. Come on.
Nice try.
Now, we were talking earlier in the week about your early experiences with Derek, and you were a young man. You actually pastored with him. What did you see in Derek's life on this specific theme of waiting for God? I mean, he must have been a man who was profoundly transformed by this whole practice that he emphasized so much in his teaching ministry.
Well, he was patient, and that's the key to waiting on God. I know there were many times when we would pray together, and we wouldn't get the answer. We were young, as you mentioned, and so you expect God to do everything in your time frame. You know, we'd use Bible verses, call on the Lord and He'll answer you, show you great and mighty things you don't know anything about.
Sure.
And we all expected that in 24 hours. But Derek would always say that God has a time. And we get into the whole thing about, you know, God's chronos. There's this chronos time. And then there was the other Greek words for time. And he would talk to us about that and teach us that patience is one of the fruits of the Spirit. And that you had to wait for God's time. And that wasn't always easy. But in the process of waiting, God would be doing something in you personally that would prepare you for God's answer. So on the journey, once you've asked, you will receive, but it didn't always come when you thought it was going to. So I watched that in his life over and over again. He was that kind of a man. He was very deliberate about things. But other times you would see him hear God in a moment of time. I'm talking more perhaps in public meetings, where he would hear and say something to the effect, God is now speaking to us about so-and-so. We've prayed about this earlier today. Here's the answer. And then he would deliver that in a message. Somebody would jump up and say, that's me. That's me. That's what I've been praying about. So you didn't always know, you know, how God was going to answer, but you had to learn how to wait on God's time.
You know, Scott, one of the things that really impressed me about Derek, as I knew him, was the speaking engagements that he'd take. Mm-hmm. He would pray about what engagements, and he obviously had numerous invitations that would come to him constantly. And you'd talk with him about it, and you'd say, Derek, are you going to go to, you know, Butte, Montana? And he'd say, no, I I haven't heard from the Lord yet, but when I hear from the Lord, you know, if I hear from him and he says to do it, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. He was patient enough to be able to wait until he had heard definitively from the Lord, and I admired that tremendously about him.
Yeah, and it was also to hear God say no.
That's right.
And we didn't always want to hear that either, you know, God saying no, because we had, as I said, an agenda, and we wanted God to adapt to our agenda. But when the Lord said no, as, you know, in the New Testament, Acts, the Macedonian call thing, no, don't go over.
That's right.
So those kinds of things that Derek did, and it was that still small voice and that prompting of the Holy Spirit, and as you mentioned, Dick, that he wouldn't move unless God told him. Now, there were times he missed it, I know, but that was all part of the process, too, and we learned, you know, how to respond or at times get into trouble because we ran ahead of God and did something that the Lord didn't send us to do.
That's right.
We went without being sent. I remember that was a phrase we used. We went without being sent, and you'd get there, and God wouldn't show up. And
right.
Those were always scary things. So it was those were some of the lessons we learned back then. I still walk in that stuff today for the most part.
Oh, yeah. You know, the scripture that comes to mind in talking about this is Habakkuk 2 or Habakkuk. I never know which one that is. Do you know, Scott?
No. I wish they had normal names.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Like Dick and Dick. Stephen, you
all
know,
right.
and you know, Tom
Dick chapter 2,
and Jim.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
But, you know, where it says the vision is yet for the appointed time, and
right.
Then it goes into this kind of interesting play on words where it's like, you know, though it tarries, still wait for it, because
right.
It's going to definitely come, but it won't delay, but it's still going to, you're still going to have to wait for it.
Right.
You know, that's one of the things he seems to model for our generation, is that hearing from the Lord was not something that happened once a year on a mountaintop, but it was something he lived his life on a daily basis. He really believed he heard from God. He believed all Christians could, and he believed that it ought to be, the voice of the Lord ought to orchestrate our steps in a very daily and practical way.
And another aspect of that is the literal waiting. When I get up in the morning, I have my tea or my coffee, and I put music on in the background, and I spend time in the Word and in prayer before I do anything. Hmm. And I, that's still a practice of mine. Nedra and I do it, my wife, do it every day. And if I'm not there with her, we do it on the telephone. But every day, we literally practice waiting on God. And that's not just running off impulsively to do what I'm going to do today, and here's my day timer, and here's my schedule, but having that time early in the morning. Early in the morning, I'll seek you, O Lord, and before the sun rises, or when the sun rises. Jesus did that, and throughout the Old and New Testament, that was the practice of the disciples and many of the followers of the Lord back in the Old Testament, whoever, the patriarchs, and waiting on God is something you practice. So you get into rhythm with his steps. And I do that every day. Now, I don't, you know, I still run ahead of God at times. But that's still something I learned back in those days.
Guys, this is so good, and our time is at an end. Scott, I wonder if I can ask you if you'd join us again next week so we can talk some more about these very important themes.
Yeah, well, you know, the money you're paying, how could I say no?
yes. All right, I'll see if I can get our producer to give you an increase, but please do come back. Well, listen, that is all the time that we have. Please log on to DerekPrince.org, and you can catch up on everything that's happening, catch this series that we're just ending today, and find out what's happening with Derek Prince Ministries. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again next week as the legacy continues.
To order your own copy of Derek's newly released book, Entering the Presence of God, for only $12.95, give us a call toll-free. 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Take a moment now to jot down that toll-free number. 800-448-3261. 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order your copy of Derek's new book, Entering the Presence of God, securely online at DerekPrince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at DerekPrince.org. That's DerekPrince.org.